Since the agricultural revolution, which occurred in different regions of the world some 10 to 20,000 years ago, the conquest of territory has been the foundation of empires and the great advances in human civilizations. Great empires emerged in China and Southeast Asia, in the Indus Valley, in the Fertile Crescent, in Africa, and in America. There were great advances. Cities and commerce emerged, great achievements in production, science, technology, literature, and art and music. The key lesson here is that conquest is the foundation of civilization. Domination is the foundation of development. This has been the human story. I've given a kind of cute academic phrase to this, the dialectic of domination and development. Domination makes possible development, and the development makes possible further domination. This has been central to the human story since the agricultural revolution. With the modern era, human advances in technology brought this dynamic of domination and development to a more advanced stage, culminating in the development of a single modern world system integrating the various regions of the planet. The process was made possible by the political centralization of nation-states in Western Europe, previously an area that had not been advanced. On this foundation, there occurred the Spanish and Portuguese conquest of Americas, essentially during the 16th century. Subsequently, there was the English and French conquest of Asia and Africa from the period of 1750 to 1914. So in total, from 1492 to 1914, seven European nations had conquered the empires, kingdoms, societies, and peoples of the planet. They thus established political control, enabling them to have unlimited access to the raw materials of the conquered territories, the labor of the conquered peoples, and at the same time, they had access to markets for their surplus manufactured goods. During the 20th century, the USA emerged as the dominant power in what had become a neo-colonial world system. That is, a world system built on a foundation of colonialism, but having slightly different characteristics. So it had become a neo-colonial world system based on colonial domination and the economic exploitation of virtually the entire planet. We today live in a situation of crisis, in that the world system has overextended its geographical limits, so that we now see that the world system is no longer sustainable. We need to establish an alternative world system based on something other than conquest, based on cooperation. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. The conquered peoples have not accepted the destiny assigned to them by the conquering powers. They formed revolutions, seeking to take back control of the natural resources, their economies, and their destinies. Some of these revolutions are the stuff of popular legend, the Haitian, Chinese, Vietnamese, and Cuban revolutions. The popular revolutions were led by giants, Toussaint, Mao, Ho, Fidel among them, and also Sukarno, Nasser, Nkrumah, Nyerere, Bolivar, Allende, Chavez, and Evo. Standing against imperialism, they have sought to create, in theory and in practice, a new international economic order, an alternative to the neo-colonial world system. And they are expressing them in precisely the historic moment in which the world system is demonstrating its unsustainability and the global elite is demonstrating its incapacity to respond morally and intelligently to the problems and the crisis that the unsustainable world system confronts. These are the themes that we hope to discuss in this program on imperialism and revolution. seeking to deepen our understanding in order to make more effective our political action in defense of social justice. I am Charles McKelvey, speaking from Cuba, the heart and soul of a global socialist revolution that seeks a more just, democratic, and sustainable world system. We know that a better world is possible because our peoples still have the capacity to imagine. You may say-